everybody, back again this week. Big Rise Like Phoenix, your host. With me, Giant Shock.
Bringing the funny.
Novus Redemptor.
Loving the music.
And Barracuda.
Once again.
And previously Victor Belmont, who has currently changed his gamer tag.
What?
I had to.
Scandal.
It was annoying. I couldn't deal with Microsoft trying to get my account back. So
I haven't changed my shit for like 10 years.
I didn't either, but I mean, now it's different.
I had to deal with so much shit trying to get my account back because like they were like, what's your code for your Microsoft?
Oh, dude, it's pain.
I have no idea.
I was like, I made that account 10 years ago. Do you think I remember my password or my phone number I had back then? Screw that shit.
So anyway, what's the new game tech?
It's a Zero Cool.
That's about as good as that name is.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a hacker's reference.
All right. 20 years ago.
Wait, what was it?
Yeah.
It's a hacker's reference. Zero Cool.
Zero Cool? Yeah. You couldn't go the Sonic way and say way past cool?
Nah. Zero Cool.
You know that you can get free phone calls if you have a tape recorder and you play?
I know that you are not the only one with Zero Cool.
No,
I got some numbers.
Right? I got some numbers.
That's what I mean. Zero Cool, 1175557.
Nah, it's only four numbers.
All right. Zero Cool what?
Movies that will never die. Hackers.
8321.
8321. 83, you were born?
Nah, it's just...
That's the year I was born. Thanks, bro.
I was born 84, actually. I don't know why I picked 83. But...
All right. Anyway,
that's how many different Zero Cools.
No, I think it randomly gave me that number like back a long time ago, and I just kept using it for everything, so I just kept...
That's very interesting. This week...
Fuck.
This week, instead of going over what games are out currently, and then going over what we're playing, which is always just a hodgepodge, we're going to switch it up. We're going to do whatever we're playing. Bear with me. I don't know what to call it. You know? We have what's new. So
what
we're going to try.
Playing?
Yeah, what we're playing is now what's happening. What's happening, fellas?
You were too excited about that.
I was. It was the choice between that and what's poppin'.
This is what's poppin'. Oh my god.
We went with what's happening.
You're simplicity. Living all your DJ dreams on this.
We're going with what's happening.
Simplicity is awesome.
Giant Shock, what's happening this week?
For the segment later, I actually had to travel the world tracking down these gaming athletes, so I
I'm psyched about it, man.
Yeah, I had
I'm psyched.
I came up with like five stories. I had to track down all these guys.
I'm all world sports into it.
Yeah,
just this FIFA, not FIFA,
World
but
Cup.
The World Cup, real life soccer.
Other than that, I whipped out a little bit of Call of Duty Zombies just because it was fun. I don't know. We
you played without me.
I know you're wrapped up in the World Cup. Now.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm never gonna mention FIFA again because last time I did, I got fucking shit on, but. I mean, come September, though, I'm going to mention FIFA. The new one comes out.
Yeah, don't call it FIFA anymore. Just come up with a different name for it.
Yeah.
Soccer? Like, soccer game.
Football.
Football.
No, what's happening this week?
You know, I don't even know. I've been playing a lot of retro stuff, just whatever's on my computer. So old NES games, Blaster Master I was playing earlier today, Zelda 2 again. What's that? Don't start with me.
I love Zelda 2.
Thank you. Playing a little bit of 8 Eyes, just... Throwing down some old NES, SNES games.
Right. Sequel to Four Eyes, I remember it. Max.
Well, you know what I'm playing.
I do know what you're playing. I'm back, suit up, I got my cape and my cowl on.
Tonight I'm here to party, thanks to me, the crime's gone. I can't even, I just finished Arkham Origins. I can't even play without singing that shit now.
Now, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Did you take advantage of the Steam Summer Sale to get it?
No, I still do Gamefly.
It was $7.99 Steam.
Well, I just cranked through it in a weekend.
Super dope.
Is that short?
The story
or did
is.
You like epically play it?
I just did the story. I still have all the.
Is there Riddlers. Anything else besides the story?
Yeah, they got all the usual Arkham shit, but this isn't the best one to me. Like this one.
You
don't
like it?
I like it just fine. I like the story mode. All the other stuff's a little glitchy. I spent 2 hours stuck in a police station because I went down the wrong tunnel and it wouldn't let me go back up.
No, well, seriously, guys, I'm Batman. Let me out.
Well, who did that one? That one's the one that they switched it up,
they
right?
Switched developers.
WB
so all the voices
Montreal?
Are off and weird, but all the Joker stuff's amazing.
Oh, that was the one done by WB Montreal and...
The rest were Rocksteady.
Right.
It's good. It's fun.
I liked it. You're right. It was a little bit clunky.
It's
the
glitchy.
Story was cool.
It's super glitchy.
Wasn't Alfred more badass in this one?
At one point.
Your
not
cape,
that bad.
Sir.
Right. No. Right. If you mean, he just wasn't a total bitch. I guess.
If you mean by badass, it means there's a lot more heartfelt conversations between him and Bruce Wayne.
He gave him a little poke back.
In a couple like, times. I'm mad at you, sir. Yeah.
No, but when I saw it on Steam Summer Sale for $7.99, I was pissed. I bought it because I wanted to buy it again. $7.99 is a good price.
I think bought it. All it is, though, it's a good little tied over to Arkham Knight.
Right. Well, you know what? Speaking of the Steam Summer Sale, I always said that if these downloadable games on the consoles did what Steam... I don't know how Steam does it.
Yeah.
But if they could have the Arkham Origins Summer Sale for $8 on Xbox, I don't know what's stopping them from doing
They're
it on
They're trying
Xbox.
To do that right now, because I've been on Xbox the last 2 days, surprisingly, and they've had the,
yeah, and
the
they take
sale.
Like $4 off.
No, they have some pretty good sales.
The most I've seen is $10 off.
It's nothing close to what Steam's doing.
Okay, I don't want to bring up... they have some pretty good sales, but not, like, fantastic. Like when you have to have moral debates with yourself... Then Microsoft will have what Steam has.
Dude, I got Civilization last week, the newest Civilization, and I have no plans on playing it anytime recent. I started it, but I put a little pin in that because it was just so cheap. It's so cheap.
With the Steam sale, everyone looks at it and goes, oh my God, I need this. I don't have any money. And they spend 20 minutes going, oh man, I really want to buy this. Microsoft's not.
Oh, not me.
That.
I
when
have
they
bad
can,
impulse
when they can
control.
Compete with just... that, they like especially like now with their whole little Ultimate Games summer thing. When they can compete in the same way that Steam does, which makes you think, oh man, I would rather go into debt than not have this game. Then
I think they're losing out on stuff like, for example, Thief. I think is like $45 this week or something, and I'm like, yeah, I can live without $45 Thief since it's got like bad reviews.
Skyrim, yeah, but isn't that all profit though? Because it's digital. There's no like. You know,
well, they're trying to make their money back, essentially, what they paid for to develop and stuff. But what I'm saying is that the game obviously has a reputation for being shitty at this point.
Thief didn't make its money yet?
No.
Oh,
so why don't just blast it out for $15? Or that Murdered, that, what's it called?
Murdered Soul Suspect.
Yeah, I think they sold two copies.
But, like, I think Skyrim's $10 on Xbox right now. I was like, I'm not a huge fan of Elder Scrolls, but, like, I might consider buying that. It's not... not a bad of an idea. I
mean, it's Elder Scrolls for $10 or the new one?
The Skyrim.
Skyrim.
Oh, right,
Skyrim
is right.
Saying, right. Elder Scrolls series.
Sometimes they do that big cluster of games where they're just like the first Resident Evil is $5 and the second one's $10. Yeah. Okay.
Because they can't compete with like Steam and to a lesser extent.
But I don't see why.
Humble Bundle.
Why can't they?
So.
I don't understand. And you know what? They're going to be in trouble next year when Steam Box comes out. Which is
if it does come out next year. Unless it pulls a Half-Life 3.
I mean, just give me Steam. That's all I got to say.
It turns out to be an April Fool's joke by IGN every
year. Is that picture of Gabe Newell just the Jesus pose? Like,
Victor, what's happening?
Playing Masters of Monsters for the PlayStation.
Okay. What's happening this week? Not 30 years from
now.
years ago.
I literally busted out because I was bored. I'm like, I'm going to play this again just because I have time.
All right. Well, I think we talked about that. I think we even did that for a old school game.
Yeah, I think so. But that's what I'm playing. That's nice. All I'm playing. All
right. Well, I am playing the Xbox Live free game, Guacamelee.
Oh, how is that? I destroyed that game.
It's great. It's cool. It's obviously made by, I would assume, Americans, but someone that's not
Guacamelee?
Okay. Extremely familiar with sounds the Mexican culture for real.
Nice. I'm assuming it's something that's supposed to be funny based on stereotypes. Is that
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what
it's,
a lot
of it's not terribly offensive.
Right on my alley.
Yeah.
Let's hear about
peppers.
It.
Guys standing right eating nachos. There's donkeys here, there, and everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Everywhere.
It's hysterical. Yo, one of the moves, at one point, they're like, yo, you got a new move. I'm not even going to name it. It's called the Running Derp Derp. Just get over it. Like,
right.
I like the sound of that.
Right. There's this goat that gives you mystical powers. Every once in a while, you run into him. You smash a statue. Whatever.
Like
it's a
real
fun
Mexico.
Game. It's a very quirky game. Not much of a story. You know the deal.
Really? Beautiful. No story?
No.
Guacamole.
With a guy who looks like that, you don't need a story. He makes the story.
All right. I think we're going to push into what's out this week.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Exciting and new.
What's new? Out this week.
That's my favorite one, I think.
Is it?
I love Tom Jones.
Yeah. All right. Out this week. Sunday, July 6th to July 13th, if anyone's checking out. First off, the one that I was excited about, One Piece Unlimited World Red. It's for PS3, Wii U, and 3DS, so unfortunately I will not be getting it. But
wait, you said Wii U?
Yes.
I will be getting it.
One Piece?
No.
Are games based on animes any good half the time?
One Piece,
some of them.
One Piece is
very rarely, but
Are the One Piece games?
Anything? They're no, no.
Did you say it was for the DS, Wii U, and like the PS2?
PS3.
Oh, all right.
PS2. Come on, Bill, huh?
PS2, GameCube, PS1.
Well, it's
Tiger handhelds.
It's what I would have wanted from a One Piece game. It's a semi-open world action game, and it's actually got an original story arc from this the supervisor of the and supervised by the series creator Ichiro Oda, who's the story arcs are always very cool in that anime. I don't know if anybody else
they're
watches
ludicrously
that.
Long is the problem with them.
Well, the game should have some meat to it then.
Yeah,
there is a new co-op mode and a Coliseum mode, which is fun, and I just really like the premise of the anime. I'm not going to get into the premise of animes at this point. But
if you know it, you know it.
Yeah, it's pirates. They're pirates. They're superpowers. It's pretty cool.
That sounds
like Pirates of the Caribbean superpowers?
No, no.
That's
no,
like
no,
the
no.
most generic explanation of that anime I've ever heard in my life.
Well, what
it's
do you
not
want?
My
we're
favorite, personally.
Right. We're not an anime podcast. Another World, 20th Anniversary Edition. Does anyone remember Another World?
I saw a trailer
the
for
hardest.
Which one was... Was it also known as Out of This World?
Yeah, it was the hardest game I've ever played in my life.
It's because I saw a trailer for Another World, and then I actually watched a video where somebody was playing Out of This World and dying in the first 10 seconds repeatedly.
It's terrible. Impossible.
It's terrible. It was it's like Dragon's Lair. It's just terrible.
I beat
it. Oh, it's like a push buttons game. Oh,
no. It's a side scroller. But the controls are so clunky and the puzzles are so hard that you don't stand a chance.
It's like a boy in a
job. Dragon's Lair just like
falls somewhere you're fucked.
Dragon's Lair was just guess what to press. Like,
did you ever play?
No, it's not like that.
You ever play the absolute original Prince of Persia, like the PC version at all?
No, no.
I can still, because I had this on PC. I can describe the first level. You have to run across the level, jump over these things that have tails that stab you.
It's terrible.
On the ground, and then you have to run from a giant monster, and you couldn't get past it.
It's Lester, a physicist, is transported into an alien world, and they never really had much of a story, and it is an ugly game at this point, and it brings back bad memories.
It was pretty at the time.
And it stinks.
It stinks! It was funny to watch a guy die, like, for 2.5 minutes repeatedly on the little black thing.
The first little
the most fun you anyone ever had with this game was watching someone else play it. You know?
Yeah.
It's very frustrating to play. It's out for PS3, PS4.
I liked
and Vita.
This when I was a kid, but I was 9.
All the head shakes and the
did they fix it?
No, I mean, they didn't fix it. That's the charm of the game, that it's hard. It wasn't glitchy. It was just fucking impossible.
It was a little glitchy.
There's a difference between... there's a difference between a game being hard and a game being poorly made to the point that it is difficult to get around all the crap.
Yeah, it's both.
Is it both?
It's both. It was made hard as shit, and then they were like, you know what? This is kind of difficult and clunky. Whatever. It'll just make it harder.
I might try to play it when I get home.
You should.
Yeah, do that.
I'll report on it next week.
I'm the only one in the camp who likes this game.
I love games with stiff
controllers. Memories.
You like bad things.
Yeah. I had this game as a kid and was like one of the few computer games I actually had. So I actually beat this thing. And I thought it was like...
Negative.
Okay, I heard it's epically hard.
I'll see what it's like.
Oh, it's epically hard.
Anyway, get it on an emulator. Save as much as possible.
Yeah, I do. You know me.
Save as much.
Mousecraft is out. Didn't really check it out.
I heard
it has a lot to do with cheese.
Mousecraft. I was hoping somebody else kind of checked it out.
Mousecraft?
Yeah, man.
Isn't it a PC thing?
Come on, dude.
It's for PS3, like, PS4, and Vita. A lot of games this week for PS3, PS4, and Vita. And really only one coming out of the Microsoft camp. And it's not like something we haven't seen before.
I got a feel that if you're in the designing team for Mousecraft, you're just looking for another job, really. This is a stopgap, guys.
Oh, this is. Looks
I'm like mousecrafting it up right now, but I'm sending resumes.
It just looks like a puzzle game.
Yeah, it's like
it's a resume.
It looks
shooter.
Like your. It looks like Lemmings,
ooh. Or Krusty's Funhouse. Remember Krusty's Funhouse?
You got me.
These were good games in '93.
Yeah,
but you got my attention here in 2014.
What it looks like is you try to get a mouse from one end of the level to the next.
Yes.
What was that game? Marathon. That was pretty sweet on the computer. Back in the day, where you had like how many steps to the borders and stuff, you make the mouse turn up and down.
Well, not like that. Oh, this is side view, and it looks like you put gadgets and wheels and things that they.
Yeah, it looked kind of zany. I didn't check the video or anything. I just looked at a couple pictures. Anyway,
sounds like fun.
Sacrotara, Kiss of Death.
I'm not even looking that one up.
PS3, PS Network. Nobody.
No
crickets. Yeah, I mean,
what is it?
Moving on.
You didn't even look it up, you fuck.
All the hard work they put into that, and you won't even tell
I saw it was for PS3 and PSP.
PSVP?
And you said, no, it's not for Xbox One, so meh.
It was ugly in pictures.
If I can't put use to my Xbox One, I don't care.
I tried Googling it. All I found was how the horse secretariat died.
Yeah, it's ugly. Saints Row the Fourth National Treasure Edition. PC, PS3, and Xbox 360.
I still need to get into
that.
I'd like to
play that.
Is that the latest one with the aliens game, though?
Yeah,
you're the president. Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I guess this one comes with all the downloadable content that they had.
Did they add anything besides new that you wouldn't get just from
new story buying the mode?
Did they add anything besides this? The DLC on the disc?
They did. I forget what it's like. A couple weapons, and I don't think if it's. I think a couple is me being generous. I think it's like two weapons.
It's like a weapon.
Yeah, but it's always like a weapon that you can do, like the shark gun or like the silly buddy grenade.
I might be willing to buy it for if you get like a legit shark gun.
After like 10 minutes, you're like, nah.
No. I can shark gun it all day.
Oh, all day.
All day shark
gun. That'd be the weapon of choice.
I'll take that shit to the range.
I've actually used a shark gun. It takes forever to take somebody down.
So. I don't care.
One shot.
I'm double.
What kind of shark?
Hey, you blink, little blue sharks out?
Sharknado shark.
I want a Pronder machine gun. Just shoots out prawns.
Is that an add-on?
Anyway, yeah. I do recommend the Saints Row game, but all right, man. If you guys want to come out with a new edition a year after the game came out, cool. That's cool.
Well, they did that with the third one.
What about the third one?
They did Saints Row the third, the full package.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do that for the people who didn't buy it the first day. Like,
you know what my question was with this as a follow-up question? These games that come out with a special edition, like the Batman game that comes out with the Batarang, or the Call of Duty that came out with that cool remote control car and stuff.
Yeah, I bought that.
And then you have games like this. I remember you got that. You have games like this that come out a year later, and they just come out with the downloadable content. I always wonder why they don't take a successful game and then do that over. Like you know what I mean? Like they come out with Call of Duty, and then a year later they have the special one, and that's the one that comes with the car. Why do they always want me to spend? Because I never do it. I never spend $150 on a game I haven't played yet. Because
you're probably most willing to spend mucho bucks right off the gate.
Yeah.
You're not willing a year after the game.
No,
because certain people in this room won't spend money on an ear necklace that turns out to be not an ear necklace from Walking Dead.
I'm getting kind of killed for that, but that's GameStop's deal. They promised me an ear necklace. I got a keychain.
But if you found out the quality of the game, would you even have run the risk?
Probably. I like zombies.
Right. Fair enough.
All right, well, let's say this. Let's say your favorite game. Like, what's your favorite game?
Oops.
The freest one I can
Don't turn this into a thing. What's
at the library
game?
This week?
This name anything Zelda or Mega Man.
Played anywhere.
Name anything Zelda or Mega Man. You can probably throw that up there.
All right, so let's say that they came out with a new Zelda. But it came with a beefy. I mean, they got a lot of Zelda crap. That's a hard one that you gave me, because like with a legit Master Sword or whatever. You'd be more inclined to buy it because you already like the game.
More than likely, yeah.
Right,
but that's a fan base to it.
It's a franchise.
Yeah.
All right,
it's a long franchise.
That's what I'm talking about. When these games come out
Saints Row has a couple editions of it, but it's not like a.
I got a third screen Saints T-shirt.
I know you like the franchise, but that's not like you're putting up to like a legendary character like Link.
It's like the same thing.
Link's been around for 30 years.
A Dynasty Warriors bundle that came with like some awesome weapon.
Third Street.
All Dynasty Warriors players would buy because they already are going to buy Dynasty Warriors. It's less. They already have the fan base.
You give them like a bag
but
of
I'm
rice.
But I'm not talking about sequels rice penny necessarily. Hat.
See, I wanted to point out the Batman bust over here. But I was like, Batman in itself is its own franchise because it's comics.
It's Batman.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to think of something like, okay, how about like the Gears of War franchise? Didn't they have like something like a bust for it when it came out?
Yeah, I think I got a picture.
You got the little version of the chainsaw gun.
The Lancer.
Yeah.
I think he
got it first. I was gonna buy it, but he got it first.
It was mini.
It was a mini man. I was like, God damn it.
I think what you're saying is, like, I liked Fallout 3 a lot.
Right.
And then Fallout 4 is coming out, and what if it was, like, a bust of the new villain?
I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about you like Fallout 3 so much
that
if the new edition of Fallout 3 came out, but it came with the gas mask, you might just be like, you know what, fine.
Not the gas mask.
Oh.
Well, at this point in my life...
If it came with something pertinent to the game...
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's what I'm talking about.
At this point in my, I don't care about the part of the game, but like, I would be willing to spend more money. I have a man cave, you know, I have a couple rooms in my house. Like if it came,
I hate the term man cave.
Yeah, so do I, actually.
Oh, whatever. That's what it's called.
No, I like it. No,
I call mine the office.
Or dungeon.
Right. I have a studio.
My studio. Mine's upstairs.
Like,
so
you know, if they came office. With like a super case for the game, I'd be more inclined to buy that than...
Like
you know,
the Halo helmet?
Yeah, because I'm already going cool. I'm already going to buy the DLC that. Content, uh-huh. right? Like, I don't have to buy the game to get it. It's going to be, you know, on the internet. So like, if I'm going to spend more money off the bat, I'd rather come with like, a sweet collectible than, you know, oh, you gave me a new gun. Like that doesn't do anything for me, a new right. gun.
But right. We've all been burned before by these things.
Well, yeah, but the DLC, I have a choice to buy or not. I know what I'm going to get as far as, like, you know, this Batman thing over here I have, or, like, I bought the, you know, the Walking Dead every year. The Blu-ray comes with a sweet case.
Yeah. Well, if you have something like the Batman thing over here that you can actually see before you buy it, you're like, that's
no,
cool.
That's cool because you can physically...
Like if I saw a copy of like Borderlands 2 with like a bust of Handsome Jack in there, I'd be like, oh, snap.
Yeah, I'd have to get that.
When?
Yeah. I can't believe that...
All right, we're back.
You idiot!
While grabbing the Batman bust for a physical example on our radio show, Brian took out the entire studio.
It was dark in here.
Microphones wailing around the place. Computers being knocked over.
I can't explain it other than the fact that the bust of Batman landed on the fucking power strip. The right. one thing
on.
That would turn everything in this room off.
I'm pretty sure the world's greatest detective works well in the dark. Right. He was ready for this shit.
The night.
He was ready.
All right.
What are you?
That was a good segue.
Anyway, where were we?
Okay, so we said Borderlands 2, Handsome Jack. There was something specific I was going to say that I forgot. So...
If you give me a diesel Batarang, man, I'd buy like the $200 version of the new Batman.
They had a Batarang on a stand, dude. It was sweet. No,
like a sweet one?
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Like if I threw it at you, you'd probably be pretty hurt.
Oh.
Yeah. No, man. I mean, you throw like a girl. Come on.
I remember what I was going to say. I got the collector's edition of Final Fantasy 13. So figure I spent, my fiance spent $90
right.
because she bought it for me.
Right.
It's, you know, $60 for the game, but it came with a cool stopwatch and art book.
Who uses stopwatches?
I love a good art book.
But art books are fun.
I love art books.
Especially because,
I love art book.
I'm just saying, like...
I love lamp.
they're cool for the fact that you can see the concept art, noises. You can see little things that happen.
Dude, it's the best 5 minutes of a day, but I mean, there's nothing else to do.
I look at the art book, I get it, I look at it, never look at it again.
I actually don't look at it. I don't look at it in the beginning because then I'm never surprised at what's going to
I feel like
jump
a total dickhead when you're like, oh, you unlocked concept art. I'm like, fuck you,
nobody
game.
Does it, that.
I love concept art.
In-game
stuff?
I like it. In-game stuff, I don't care about concept art. If it's physical in front of me, I'm a little bit happier.
Yeah.
In-game
cool.
stuff, no.
No, I don't,
but
I don't
like
care.
When Spider-Man, in the Spider-Man game, you get to, like, once you beat Black Cat, you get the first appearance of her. I read all the comics digitally
in the Spider-Man game. I started cool. Final Fantasy 13 2 recently, and it's like, oh, you played Final Fantasy 13 1? Here's some concept art. I was like, I don't give a shit.
The only way I look at concept art is if it says like new next to it. I have to like look at it just to get the new to
just
disappear. That's the only way I'll look at
right.
it.
That's an OCD thing.
Yeah.
Some games make you do it for an achievement.
You ever run around for a collectible so much? Like you're fine. Like Arkham always stands out. Like you're collecting all the little collectibles and then you realize that all it's doing is unlocking concept art. And you're like, oh, I don't have to get that one thing now.
Yeah.
Right.
Even though I like it. I like concept art. I think it's
concept nerd. Art is the hand job of achievements.
It is.
Like,
moving on. The Wolf Among Us, Episode 5, Cry Wolf, which is the last one.
Good, because now I could get them all at once.
I was going to say at the same time they're releasing like all the packs.
Out 2s for PC, Mac, and PS3, and out Wednesday for Xbox 360. Why is Xbox 360 always lagging by like 2 days?
What was that?
The 360 is a super system. The Xbox One.
Yeah, the 360 really did it for me more than the Xbox One's doing it now.
I think the 360 is just a better system than the Xbox One.
Right. I would... Well, Shots no, that's fire. A bad... I was going to equate it to trading like a really No, I'm not going to do that. Like a really good wife or like a trophy wife who like, you know.
That's a pretty good, no, that's a pretty good
she's
example.
She's pretty hot and you're like, oh man, this is awesome. And then you're like, all right, well, I guess I'm going to have, you want to do steak tonight? And she's like, yeah, you can order that. And I'm like, thanks, like, Xbox One / trophy wife.
She's like, oh, wait.
Like, that makes a weird amount of sense.
I missed my old one.
She's like making tuna fish and mac and cheese. You're like, ew.
Right. Everything you don't know how to make dinner at all.
She never listens to you or gets everything wrong.
Right.
This yeah. comes right. 5 minutes after you get a phone call from your wife.
Right. I'm like, hey, sweetheart, do you want to watch Netflix? Going to Hulu.
Hey there, ball and chain.
Right, right. Hey, Xbox or future wife. Watch NBC. Turning BET. And I'm like, dude, those letters
it's
are the worst.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Dude, those letters are the worst. When you're trying to watch TV on Xbox. Anything, BET, NBC, ABC, they all sound the same to Xbox.
That's why I will be buying one without a Kinect.
Good job. all right, so that's basically Sucker. What's new. There are a couple other indie games, as I always say, and you can go mention those. Right now, we're going to go into the news, though.
News team, assemble!
Good news, everyone.
Don't need money.
Bad news, everyone.
Not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Alright, this week, the International Esports Federation, who previously had the male-only tournament, has had a change of Hearthstone? Anyone? You like that?
No.
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 Well, was this
I think we just found the name of the episode.
They must have heard my argument and been like, that's terrible.
That's terrible.
This is the thing you debated last week?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
So that's impressive.
They switched around. They switched around.
You know
it was
means?
Segregated, segregating the sexes for people who didn't listen last week. You're, shame on you.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you know what that means? They listened to us.
Right.
Danny wins.
Anyway.
Danny won the debate.
Oh, in your face.
No, but
he still lost. and he lost the quiz.
They must have only heard your part.
All right. So it was segregating the sexes just so people who didn't listen last week know. And they were having an international tournament in which Hearthstone was not allowed to have females. And Blizzard actually kind of put the no-no on it. They didn't officially do it, but they did come out and say female gamers make up... I'm reading the wrong quote. one of our goals with esports is to ensure that there's a vibrant and also inclusive community surrounding our games. We do not allow the use... And that not was capitalized, by the way. Not allow the use of our games in tournaments that do not support this and are working with our partners to ensure that they have the same goals.
Fuck
which
you,
basically means they were going to pull it. I feel that they were going to pull it from the tournament.
Good on them.
Yeah, great on them.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the IEOS came out and said female gamers make up half of the world's gaming population, but only a small amount of esports competitors... are women, and they had they came out with the two reasons that they were doing it. Number one was to comply with international sports regulations in an effort to get esports legitimized, and number two was to promote female players in a male-dominated competition.
And
I understood it. I understood.
I mean, I would like something to look at while I'm playing.
No, because seriously, all right, but seriously,
don't why?
Eyes, on, eyes on eyes on the game, bro.
Nice.
Bah, 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 bah. Eyes on the game.
But like, who really gives a fuck? Seriously.
All right.
Who really gives a shit? Oh, okay.
We care.
All right. Those two.
So, open to all now, Dota 2, Ultra Street Fighter 2, StarCraft, which was open to all anyway, and now Hearthstone and Tekken Tag Tournament 2.
Boo, Tekken Tag.
Street Fighter 2?
Ultra Street Fighter 4.
Oh, you said Street Fighter 2. I was like...
I said StarCraft.
No, you said Ultra Street Fighter
4. He said Dota 2 also.
No, he said Ultra Street Fighter 2, and I was like...
You're in the middle of a two sandwich, bro.
It's not like this is
do not make us go back through this recorded. Okay, I will go back through this and be like...
Brian, throw the shit around the room again. Stop the recording.
Batman, help us out.
Anyway, quick to note, and I don't know what everybody feels about this, there still are the female-only tournaments, though.
Well, that's awful.
That's not really
cool. Let some guys in there to fucking wreck them. Like, come on.
I don't think that's really fair. I don't.
So it's you know, what's good for one is good for the other. Like, seriously.
Okay, but is it really
the female only if there can't be?
Because maybe, to be fair, Pete, it's really good to let like LeBron James in the WNBA.
Yeah, that's not, that'd be actually, I'd watch it.
No, but it's, I'm talking. It's a different. It's completely different when you're talking about the NBA.
Is it?
Yeah,
but it is. Wait,
no, so, like so, is this? I'm sorry, Dan.
No, go ahead. You were saying.
Is this like a sanctioned league? Like, I don't know how this works.
As yes, they're trying to get legitimized as a sport.
As a female league.
No. Just as a sport in general, you can't have leagues without a legitimized sport.
But I'm saying, what's the difference between the regular league that needs to include males and females and then just the female league?
No. They're just trying to attract more. Because right now, like they said, that there are very few female professionals.
I think they're just trying to attract the casual girls.
Destiny's not even out.
That's fine. Do it.
No,
do it.
But
get more girls in there. That's fine.
Anyway,
I know a lot of girls who play video games.
3 weeks ago.
Let them... Right. You know, do what they have to do. I was just saying, bolster the numbers. Get the word
out. I think
more
girls who play games than guys.
Yeah, but you know what? At least with the females only, they have the StarCraft II and Tekken tournament.
So basically what you're saying is that they allowed females to play all the games that they were barred from last week, but it's still split up.
No, what I'm saying is that they had the girls only tournaments and they had the boys only tournaments, mm-hmm. but the guys had more.
That's what I'm asking you.
They just opened up the gates and they said, "All right, the girls are allowed to play in the guys, but they're still keeping the female only tournaments."
Well, that's what I'm asking. Like, they can play all the games that the guys can play.
Yes,
but it's still split up between girls and guys.
No, split up with girls, and then there's
but that's segregated. Fine because back in the day of baseball, no white guys were like, "I want to play for the Negro League."
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's comparable.
That's the best I got.
That's racist.
That's
comparable.
How's that racist?
I'm spinning hot fire with the trophy wife thing, and you
yeah.
come
yeah.
out
yeah. But the Black League was a subpar league. Why do they want to go down well, and play with the black guys? They're like they're playing. But I'm saying it's not.
What I'm saying is that, yeah, let there be a minority league, in this case a women league. It's fine. It's not affecting anything.
Yeah, but you're
let
trying
them
to
play.
No,
you're trying to say that it's
members.
An even playing field. So why are you trying to make it uneven?
I think what they should do is just have these two particular tournaments that the females only have, StarCraft and again Tekken, have a male tournament too for StarCraft and Tekken, and that's that.
If the women want to be taken,
they have a male only tournament, they have a woman only tournament, and then they have an open to all tournament. Which it doesn't matter what sex.
If the women want to be taken seriously, then they need to speak up and be like, we don't want a women's league.
But maybe they already had it planned, and they're just going to do it this year, and just maybe next year they'll abolish the woman part. But I mean,
and maybe they are speaking up. You're just not hearing them because you don't care.
Yeah, I think that's also true.
Why, Danny? Do you have your ear to the woman's phone?
Nah, I ain't trying to hear that noise.
Anyway, I thought that was interesting. You know, I think it's a mistake. But anyway, Destiny Beta dropping this month.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know.
Is that game like a RPG?
It's like
they keep on saying, guys, it's not an MMO, okay? But it's totally an MMO.
I think it's like Warcraft,
it's gonna be.
Right?
It's gonna be like a mix between like
it's more of a. It's like a
Borderlands,
yes.
But like much higher quality on top of like a little MMO. Like it's gonna be interesting.
They're so vague that I don't even think they know what it's about.
I was watching.
Our trailers are epic.
They have alphas. Like you can go on Twitch and watch like alpha video of them playing it. It's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah,
it does look cool.
It's still first person.
Yeah.
All
right. The beta is coming to PS consoles July 17th and Xbox consoles July 23rd.
Did the sign-ups already happen
again?
For it?
Again, man.
Did sign-ups already happen for it?
It's not sign-ups. It's actually you have to reserve the game and you automatically get it.
Yep.
That's not so bad.
No.
Although,
that's pretty good.
Although that is kind of a strange thing.
Well, it's even better than sign-ups. They make sure you can buy the game.
It's better it's better than giving it to a poorly showing game like they did with Crackdown, where I had to buy Crackdown.
But I enjoyed Crackdown.
Halo. I did too. But
I enjoyed Crackdown 2 and then Crackdown 1 thereafter.
All right. Well, I mean,
I'm waiting for Crackdown 3.
I feel they should do that again because it literally made me buy a game I wouldn't have normally bought, but then turned out to be cool.
Right. Right. It wasn't a bad idea. Anyway, the game's actually being released September 9th, and you have to reserve it to get a beta. And people who don't know Destiny, you're a guardian of the last city of Earth, and you get special powers, and they're planets to explore and a whole plethora of cool shit.
And this is Sony and Xbox coming out in
mm-hmm.
September 9th?
Yeah, it's Bungie's first endeavor on PlayStation, and it's Bungie's
first endeavor.
First real thing out of the Halo world. Yeah. Although it's very Halo reminiscent. If anyone,
it looks like right out of there.
Did you expect anything less?
Well, they're sci-fi, you know. That's what they. That's what they're good
but
at.
But even sci-fi, you know what to expect from sci-fi
yeah.
at this point.
Yeah, but did you really want Bungie making like a dinosaur game? Like, just stick to your wheelhouse.
I would like kinda, to see yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd actually be pretty interesting.
Well, what?
Dinosaurs are always cool, my bad.
Don't speak ill of dinosaurs.
I love those guys.
Yeah, a reboot of Turok the Dinosaur Hunter by Bungie.
The baby fuck was yes, always please. Hitting the dad yeah. with the not the mom. That was cool, man. That was cool as shit. I'd love Bungie to do
it. Sherman Helmsley was the boss?
Was he?
Yeah.
I have to look that up.
That made so much. You just kind of blew my mind.
Sherman yeah. Helmsley is the boss.
Yes. I haven't seen that since I was a kid. I was like, oh my god. That is him.
Isn't that boss not that able to fit Jefferson. Into his own like,
he like
trailer?
Takes up the whole
yeah,
trailer.
He's like, yeah, he's like, brr.
More on that on Remember the 90s.
Yeah.
Ew, we should do
that'll be our next one.
No, we shouldn't. You can save it for Paint It Black.
I might.
Danny, what was the other news stories we were talking about earlier?
Oh, the Cliff thing?
Cliffy yeah, B? Cliffy B's coming back.
I just know that he's got something in the works. I didn't pay much attention to
that's
it.
That's the way he does it. Yeah. He was the... the main creative force, I want to say, behind Gears of War.
He was the go-to guy.
He was
guy.
The dude like, that I yeah. represent, that it, I associated with it.
He had the biggest mouth on the team. Like, come on. He was the John Hancock
he,
of Epic Studios.
He was
Studios.
To Gears Let's, of War what Major Nelson is to Xbox. Everyone goes to him with the questions.
A figurehead, no one can figure out why
he's
there.
See, he's the Steve Jobs of that shit. He's the Steve Jobs. Even though he didn't do anything, he's just the guy.
Why are you wishing cancer upon Cliffy B?
I didn't say he's the guy who's going to catch pancreatic cancer. I'm just saying he's the dude that probably didn't do much, but like he's the guy that you associate
and,
with the
and
brand.
And cue epic rap battles for Steve Jobs versus Bill Gates. Go.
Oh, what? Dude. I,
why'd
yeah.
you name your company after your dick?
All right. Anyway, also, anyone ever heard of Skullgirls?
Yep.
Yes. Skullgirls? Yes. 2D
I like
fighting Skullgirls. Game? Well, this guy at the end of his name is Dan Hibiki.
I thought you were going to say
like the Street Fighter character?
That's his name online, so yeah, okay. I would think. It's just like Zero Cool. awful.
Thanks. Just terrible.
Not a lot of thought processes. Anyway, so he got this message after he beat it, the game, and it said, "What is the square root of a fish? Now I'm sad." So he takes to Twitter, and just so everyone knows that Skullgirls, half the reason that they're so famous the game is because they really do answer the fans every day. I mean, they got people on it and the people who actually create it.
It's a cool game, actually.
It is a cool game. People who don't know, it's a 2D fighter. It kind of looks like Darkstalkers. It
was I love Darkstalkers.
Very
the
animation
Darkstalkers.
It was very
super cartoony.
It was, but it's all the chicks. You know,
it was,
you know
it
I mean?
Was a free
like
game
the,
last right. month on PS3, by the way. Like the like one of the most recent ones.
Yeah, it but it didn't come with all the fighters.
Who gives a shit?
Well, that's what they do. That's how they suck you in, Danny. Yeah. Not you. You'll fight as the same Ryu
it,
best.
Is it a Capcom thing? Because that's how they suck you in.
Anyway. So, anyway, he tweets, Skullgirls. So, I got this message after beating story with both Para and Sari, and I have no idea what it means. And he showed the picture that said that. So, they tweeted back, oh, that? Question mark. It means you should probably buy the game instead of pirate it. Smiley face.
Nice.
Right. But at least they were cool about it. So then he actually writes, I'm sorry. I kind of did a try before you buy thing. I already bought it on PS3, and I'm planning on buying it on Steam soon. And they hit him up again. They go, I was... sorry. He hits them up again, and he goes, I was about to buy it this morning, but GameStop doesn't sell it directly online, and I don't want to leave my house.
That's your
good reason. Good reason.
Right. Yeah, why are you still bothering these people? But yeah. At least they shot back... It's all good, man. Well, I mean, it isn't really, but I get it. Just try and do the right thing. Eventually. This is cool as shit, man. I mean, like, this is how you need to run it.
I like it when people really have... Okay, when people hit back about pirates like that in a snide way that's kind of like, oh, you're kind of a piece of shit. Not like, oh, we're going to sit here and...
Right, I'm not going to let you pee on my parade.
Because they sit there and accept the fact that there are going to be pirates, but they kind of go like...
It's yeah. like, we're not going to try to make some grand sweeping change here, but we are going to make you feel like a
but
dick.
Then this, yeah, guy's exactly. got, this guy's got a balls to ask him about it. He goes, then the next one goes from Big Danny Hibiki. Thanks for not flipping the F out. Question, though, any plans for one player versus computer or computer versus computer in the game? First off, who the fuck wants computer versus computer?
Oh, I've been dreaming the day I can just right. simulate and watch.
But one player versus computer's in there.
So he actually throws it back. They throw it back at him. He goes, I'll have to ask Mike, who I have to assume I didn't do too much research into the names of the guys on the team. But I gotta assume that
higher up.
That's the guy.
Yeah, yeah, that's the guy.
The guy.
Don't think there's any plans for that though. And he goes, I assume they'll be pretty cheap, if not free, to add in. Thanks for answering, is what Danny wrote. And it's like, at this point, it is free for you, bro. You're pirating. You're still pirating it. And they wrote, nothing is ever cheap or free because it still has to be implemented, UI updated, strings localized, QA tested, etc., etc. And he goes, oh, of course, I forgot. Patches testing, coding, and whatever. It got kind of technical after that, but it's cool, man.
I like this.
I like this, too. I know it's weird to, hey, guys, check this out, but...
Okay, after you've been caught in a lie, the fact that you try to carry on that lie in a way that's like you're not a liar...
I can equate it to stealing something from somebody, like stealing... I don't know, an Xbox, and then me knocking on your door and be like, hey, man, I got an Xbox. Yeah, but I'm getting red rings. So you're like, oh, that's actually my Xbox. I was like, yeah, you're right. Do you have the controllers for it?
Yeah. Any plans on buying a PlayStation?
Right. Yeah, I can see it like say I stole your Xbox. You came over to my house, and all of your account information is right there in front of you. Like, all whatever you have on your Xbox is right there. And I'm like, yeah, that's all my stuff. And you're like, yeah, okay, yeah, sure. Like
that, right, Danny, that's pretty much what I just said.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like...
No. This is like if I stole your Xbox.
Is it going to be the same goddamn thing?
No. I'm saying that it's...
Fourth time.
No,
Dan, seriously. I'm saying this that is like I stole your Xbox.
It's blatantly there in front of you, and you're sitting there saying that you made it all up.
I got to keep an eye on my Xbox.
Dude, I am coming for your Xbox.
Anyway, and last story that... isn't really a story. It was more of an announcement. But the Borderlands creators are making a first-person MOBA.
Yep. What's a MOBA?
Multiplayer online. It's like a first-person.
Another Borderlands, but not Borderlands.
I played the first one. That's online first-person shooter.
Like, yeah.
Missing something?
It's another Borderlands that's not Borderlands. That's basically, it looks kind of similar.
They're just making another online first-person shooter?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a multiplayer online battle arena.
Right.
All
right. It's it's going to be a lot more players than...
no story, just multiplayer?
I'm sure there'll be a story. They're pretty good.
Yeah, the first one didn't have much of a story, so...
To be truthful with you, yeah, I don't remember anything about the story. I just remember, like, getting my friend.
It was kind of like they made your own story. Like, they gave you a bunch of action
pieces. Oh, no, they kept saying stuff. I just kept disregarding it. I was like, all right.
Well, 2 is a lot funnier and a lot more...
It was fun, though. It was funny.
2 had a significant story throughout. Yeah. Borderlands 1 had... Hey, you're a treasure hunter. There's supposed to be this happening. Here's everything in between. That's what Borderlands 1 was.
Pretty much, yeah.
So there was no real big story.
Well, 2, the best thing they did about 2 is make Handsome Jack the villain, because that was the greatest villain. I just loved hearing him talk shit to you the entire game.
Borderlands 2 was one of the funniest games I've ever played, so it's just amazing. And I'm pretty sure, like, if you can go online, go onto YouTube and just get all, like, Handsome Jack's, like, audio clips. Like,
I've done that.
40 minutes of his audio clips. We actually took also the ones from Mr. Torg from all the downloadable content.
Oh, yeah, and he's hysterical.
We use that for a lot of IDs on our radio show. It's just, he's amazing.
Very cool. Very cool.
You don't give a fuck, so.
I know. Time for a test.
This is a test.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Only a test.
All right, man. So I've been signing on to different various sites, Iggen, GameSpot, stuff like that. And I keep on seeing Kevin Spacey's mug looking at me. Everybody's in love with this trailer.
Call of Duty, man.
Uh-huh. So I decided to come up with a test. There's about 6 or 7 questions on...
Celebrity voice actors in games.
No, just actually just...
Just Kevin Spacey, really.
Who just really... Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin Spacey movies?
Spacey.
Right.
Kaiser
Sose. K-Pac.
I'm sorry, the correct answer was...
Is that Xbox's cousin?
No, something bad for one time. Sorry.
The correct answer was Lex Luthor, I'm sorry.
American Beauty, the end.
Anyway, I decided to come out with games that were really whored out by celebrities. Like, just all about them.
Okay.
Shaq Fu is not on the list.
Shaq Fu's not on it, and the new Kim K game that we
Kim Kardashian game?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh my god, I forgot she had a game.
Right.
Yeah, we try to forget that.
That ain't on that neither. So
it's where you fuck Ray J real lifetime. Yeah. And become famous.
Oh snap, hand down.
Yikes.
Then there's lots of testing, it's terrible.
All right. Anyway,
well, there's money involved.
This question, tonight we are going to do sound clips that Danny Mac hates. So if you get it right, you get this.
You got it, dude.
And if you get it wrong, where's the one? If you get
was that
it wrong?
Full House?
Yeah.
Oh,
inconceivable.
That I don't hate.
I was crying last week at the Nelly stuff.
Never bet it was a silly when death is on the line.
That I don't hate. I like
I bet
that
you
movie.
You hated that one.
No. Princess Damn Bride, it's just.
It's classic.
It's all right,
so goofy, we're doing
but good.
80s pop references.
You got it, dude.
That's the 90s.
Fuck you. all right, question one. And this one is by far the easiest to kind of ease you guys into it. In this game, released in North America February 24th, 2009. Which is a third-person shooter starring the most famous Half Dollar in... Oh!
Oh, wow.
The 50 Cent game, Blood in the Sand, or the other one?
You got it, dude!
Blood in the Sand.
I used to that hand going up.
I was
going
to throw out the JFK assassination game that they put out. Like,
but yeah, that's...
You know it's going to be a bad quiz when he gets the first answer.
I beat the heck out of that game. I loved it. That was that the best soundtrack of any game. It was just all 50 Cent songs and you just murdering people.
Like, Manny Man.
Which one was it?
Manny Man.
The second one.
That was Blood in the Sand?
Yeah, Blood in the Sand.
That's when you go to Iraq?
Yeah. And you get the giant gold, the diamond egg or something. Or
I think I
skull.
Can do it. It I cool. never played that awful game, but I think I can murk people on the beach to...
Pretty
find
good.
Me in the club,
or die trying.
Is it actually a good? Is it a good game?
It's just a third person shooter. It's actually pretty fun.
No, we're trying to say
it's a terrible game.
We're trying to say go out and
five,
buy that.
6 out of 10.
Awful game. Anyway,
we're trying to say go out and buy that. 50
it's like
cent
a
album.
six okay. out of ten. Yeah,
so, good album.
Nothing special.
Bad
nothing really
game.
Particularly bad.
Number two. This pop supergroup has two officially licensed games, both in the early. Oh, Victor, you're risking
Spice
your
Girls?
Point. You're risking your point.
Inconceivable.
Oh,
sorry.
Aerosmith.
Inconceivable.
Yeah, I was going to say, like,
it's
if
a
you,
pop
if,
group.
It's a pop.
Like,
that's why I want Spice
Girls. If you press correct for pop group to Aerosmith, I'll be upset.
Doesn't matter. Pop group now.
This pop Pink. Supergroup has two officially licensed games, both in the early 80s.
Oh, that's why.
One, yeah. A Atari...
Dut.
Novus?
You can finish reading it. It's fine.
Novus?
Journey.
You got it,
dude. Danny, don't stop believing.
I already got it wrong.
There is an Atari anyway, game for Journey. And
anyway, I'll read it just so
how
everyone
could it possibly
can listen
play?
To it. One in arcade cabinet, the latter featuring black and white photos of the band's heads on pixelated bodies, and a physical tape deck in the cabinet to play Journey songs.
Man, wow, they just had to slap a sticker on that.
You
Journey.
Gotta see this. You gotta see this arcade cabinet. Yeah. It's so sick.
I heard it's bad. Like really
it is,
bad.
It is so bad. All right, number three. This game, real life protagonist was one of the video game industry's earliest celebrity supporters, and through a coordination with Sega, produced two different games starring himself. One arcade and one for Genesis. But oddly enough, both games, although different, shared the same name.
We lose points, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then.
Two slightly different games, same name, came out, made by Sega.
I lose points. Is it an actual celebrity, or is it like a celebrity? Could be a celebrity.
No, this dude's like the celebrity. Too,
oh. So it's not. No, never mind then.
No, we don't get any never mind. What do you got?
Nothing. I'm not going to guess.
Alex Trebek wouldn't allow that.
No.
It's a cool Trebek spot.
Is it a cool spot?
He was raising his hand to ask the question.
Yeah.
Oh, was
I want.
Yeah, this isn't class, bro.
Oh, whatever.
All right.
I'll do what I want.
Am I going to have to throw out more hints?
No.
Nothing?
I have an idea, but I don't want to risk a point.
Pop singer. Anybody?
Pop singer? From the 80s?
Michael Jackson,
damn it!
Moonwalker.
But you said Genesis. I had that for Nintendo.
They had it for Genesis. It came out by Sega.
Yeah, it definitely was for Genesis.
It was a Sega thing.
But didn't it come out? Did it come out for Super Nintendo?
I had it for Nintendo.
Did it?
Well, I rented thought it was a Sega game.
I remember being
you
a Sega.
Rented it from Sega for your Super Nintendo.
No, I didn't have a Genesis. How would I have played it?
Anyway, it was pretty cool in the arcade.
It may have been Super Nintendo.
Really?
That's what I'm saying.
The music could have been way better. It was just very bland.
No, because it was
the music was awesome.
No, it was the bass line to Smooth Criminal throughout the entire first game. By the time you actually got to the end of it.
What about when you hit that super bomb and all the enemies would start dancing with you? That was sick.
Yeah, that's great after like maybe the first time, then the six other times you do it because of the fact
they
that
were
the first,
great.
The first stage is so fucking long.
Even better than the last. Every time. Anyway.
Question four.
This major martial arts figure has lent his likeness to many games throughout the year, though none of the games were published while he was alive.
I'm not going to answer this because I can see the answer.
Bruce Lee?
Bruce Lee?
You got it, dude.
Dan.
Anyway, his Dan, latest re-digital...
You gotta do a better job
UFC.
At covering the answer. I can see it.
UFC.
Oh, stop it.
UFC. He's in UFC.
Yes, his latest one was in UFC.
He must be like a bantamweight. I don't know. He's like 130 pounds.
All right. Yeah. No, he actually fights another mid heavyweight.
I'm sure he kills everybody.
Fucking Lee.
You need to cover the answers better. I didn't raise my hand because I saw the answer.
Lies.
You should have raised your hand if you saw the answer.
Because I'm not a douche.
Nah, if you're not cheating, you're not trying hard enough.
Right.
Mm. You shut up.
Anyway, now that you can see the rest of the answers.
You've got some shifty attic. What's up?
Okay. The fifth question. This terribly abysmal game set in Chicago was in... Oh, Max Barracuda.
Michael Jordan.
You got it, dude.
Michael Jordan what?
Michael Jordan, the Windy
it's
City.
It's not the
Windy
game. We're naming the celebrities, but yeah, it's KS and the Windy City.
Oh, his name's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I just named Bruce Lee.
Right.
Like, Bruce Lee the game.
Anyway, let me finish just to give out a little something flavor. This terribly abysmal game set in Chicago was an obvious cash grab attempt to cash in on the NBA stars... Nearly unlimited popularity. Quick note, it was designed by Amy Hennig, who was the lead designer for... Who just got fired from the Drake's Fortune game.
So everybody her crimes somewhere. Finally caught up with her.
Right. They were like, wait a second. You didn't put this on the resume.
Everybody,
chaos in the Windy City?
Everybody starts somewhere. Come on.
Mm.
All right, so we got a max point. Shit. I've been changing pages. Oh... Max is back at zero.
Yep.
You got one wrong?
What's the score right now?
We got zero for Max, one for Giant Shock, one for you, zero for Victor.
Oh, you did him up like that?
guys, he's cold, almost in the lead.
Cold.
You have two?
I have one.
I'm in the lead.
You're tied with me.
No, that's the lead.
You're tied for the lead, fucker. All
right. I gotta pull some off my list.
Oh, well, we had a tiebreaker?
He said there were seven questions, so that's only five he has written down. He got lazy after five.
Okay, so...
John Stamos.
Negative.
Oh, bummer. What? I was literally looking at him.
Yeah, you better have been. So anyway, this, I would say pop rocker, or I would give him the rock. I guess he used the rock. This famous red-headed rocker.
Fred Durst.
Get out of here, you
fucking... Yeah, red-headed... There's one guy red-headed... I listen to every one of their albums. I love them.
Anyways, he did it all for the Nookie, dude. Red-headed, as in, like, ginger?
No,
like,
he has the red hat. He always has a red hat every single time.
He wore a Yankees hat for the better part of a decade.
Look, he admitted publicly he likes Limp Bizkit. We should give
like,
him a
I love Limp Bizkit, actually.
I should actually take away a point. But...
Hot dog-flavored water. Love that album.
Gold to Cobra.
That's the one you reach for.
I love it. I love that album.
Anyway, the bottom line was he appeared as a guest in Fight Club the Game.
Also, WWE SmackDown.
Yeah, the show, not the game, though, right?
No, the fucking game. He was a character in it.
Man, that guy was all over the place.
He did the whole rolling taunt.
So I hope he saved that money.
Probably made
no. Well, no, because Limp Bizkit has a new album coming out.
Yeah, and everyone's
to be too fair. Then he played the Paramount a couple months ago.
You know what? Hold on. Name drop. Go watch. I'm pretty sure it's called Worst Album of 2012 from the Guest Nation on YouTube right now. It's my friend Pat. Watch his video. It's about the Gold Cobra, the Limp Bizkit album. Album sucks. Go for it.
You know what? No.
I bought it.
Rolling, Jungle.
Because you know what? I have the previous albums. Oh, hey, it's up in here. They're not good. I wouldn't... Like, they're not good. They're enjoyable for...
You got to have faith, Danny.
That's a George Michael song. Right. Eat me.
Right. If I could touch...
Careless Whisper. Eat a dick.
All right.
Give me something to break.
The final one...
You're a counterfeit.
Wham!
The final one before the...
The final one?
Right. Well, before the double.
The answer
is before he was the punchline of 1,000 internet jokes, giant shock.
Chuck Norris?
You got it, dude.
He doesn't want to switch.
All right. You got it, dude.
I love those Chuck Norris jokes.
No, really. Anyway, he had a couple games.
Really?
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. The first one, it was in 1983.
Delta Force.
Super Kicks.
Oh,
he's
man.
Got nice shoes. That's the punchline to half those jokes.
Super Kicks could be like,
check them out.
Run DMC game is Super Kicks.
Chuck Norris, and it was split with Artillery Duel. It was a double game.
I think we're glossing over the important thing. Did Giant Chuck just win a quiz?
He didn't, because they're still... There's still a final question.
Oh, shit.
We're betting points?
Yeah, we're betting points.
Tension was
I got
high.
How many? Two?
Yeah.
You have two.
I'll bet two.
Novus has one. Max has one. Victor has
I'll
one.
I'll bet three Four. Points.
Whoa. Everyone's maxing
out. You bet more points somehow.
We're all max.
Someone's going negative. Got really big all of a sudden.
Okay. I'm not sure if anyone could get this put, Giant Chuck.
Oh, crap.
Bo Jackson.
Out of the many games who has... celebrities who have game hoard in their lives. There was one game that had so many rap stars pretending to be fighters.
Def Jam Vendetta?
All right. You didn't let me finish.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm trying.
I was going to say it's Def Jam Vendetta. I wanted somebody... You might be able to do it.
Okay.
Name three artists from the game.
Oh, God. Redman, Method Man, and...
DMX, bro.
DMX. I have no idea.
DMX was in the game!
Oh, really?
It had... Yeah, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah!
It was! It's a tie. Victor and Giant win this week.
You don't think DMX is a game?
Yo, I knew Redman and Method Man were. I just couldn't think of a third.
Anyway, throughout the Def Jam trilogy, they had DMX, Keith Murray, Method Man, Redman... Funk Master Flex, Lil' Kim, Fat Joe, Joe Budden, Ice-T, Exhibit, Nori,
D-Mob,
Ludacris, Busta Rhymes, Sticky Fingers was in there. He got his ass beat on TV. And, of course, Snoop Dogg.
Oh.
I remember beating up Danny Trejo in one of those. Which one was that?
That was the sequel. That was definitely a sequel.
I threw him in front of a Subway.
Who were you? Who was your dude?
I don't remember.
Joe Budden.
It's like Uncle Cracker.
You're like, who the fuck
Sticky
is this
fingers.
Guy?
All
right,
one
so
song he had forever.
The test was a rousing success for Giant Chalk and Victor.
I'll take a team win with that.
I'll take that.
Wait. You know what this means? Victor has to come up with a quiz for next week.
Oh. You want to do
it? No. Well,
do it.
None of us will get any of this question.
Oh my God, I will think of the hardest quiz ever.
You don't have to lose next week. Do it.
It'll be like in Dragon's Dynasty 9, who was the one who helped Luffy escape from the pit of despair?
In this Daenerys Targaryen.
I will literally just straight RPGs and just like the end of every RPG. Like, who was the final boss? Like, you have no idea.
This obscure RPG that was only released in Japan for like 3 days.
In Hinokiwa, what is the name of the protagonist?
In Giant Bikini Model. Whatever it was. We're taking a quick time out. All right, we're back. I don't think we have any little cuts to whenever we leave the episode, but we keep on pausing.
We should just get
some
little music.
Well, one was a pause and one was a dropping
disaster.
Batman.
Oh. Right.
Well, Batman literally dropped in on us.
All right, so anyway.
What's
going on is that we were going to have an interview this week. Unfortunately, the guy I was interviewing isn't going to make it. So we're going to launch right into the top five. I got a lot of hate mail saying that Danny's were very boring.
I like last week's a lot.
As soon as credits, I liked all those.
As soon as you say hate mail,
me too.
As soon as you say any sort of mail coming to this show, I go, oh, he's joking.
In my PO box,
mail coming to this show.
In my PO box, just stuffed with hate mail. Anyway, no, I did ask Giant Shock to beep up the top fives, and he graciously stepped in. And next week we'll be interviewing a small game store owner. But this week, Giant Shock's going to go over a top five. I do not have a sound clip, so I'll just play the interrogation then. Go ahead, Giant Shock.
Now, listen here, you little bitch. I'm going to ask you some real simple questions, and I want some real simple answers.
You're going to get them. Well, when you said athletes,
top five at video game athletes.
I was like, all right, but I don't want to just, you know, throw a top five of athletes in video games. I want to tell you the story that you didn't hear about these top five athletes.
I knew you'd do it. I knew you'd
do it. It's about to get real personal up in here.
No, this is the opposite of how you debate.
All right. So the first one I thought of the story needed to be told was King Hippo.
That guy.
Is he from parts unknown?
No. I'm not going with his bio. Who cares about that?
He hails from California.
All right.
I thought it was Hawaii.
King Hippo, here we go. A superb boxer and a contender in the major circuit until his unfortunate bout with Little Mac. The fight exposed the prolific boxer's Achilles heel, the tape on his belly button. It left him unable to box. King Hippo turned to acting and had a successful role on Captain N and the Game Master.
Yeah.
It was a short-lived role, though, only. It only had 34 episodes. What? After Captain N and Hippo... After Captain N, Hippo could not find any more work in Hollywood, or anywhere else for that matter. He quickly went through all his money, and his wife left him, taking their two children.
Even that bitcho. Green bitcho.
Even Super Punch-Out didn't want him, leaving him off the roster. Things turned around for King Hippo in 2009, though. The Punch-Out Tour returned to Wii, and King Hippo got himself back into shape and returned winning the World Circuit belt almost 20 years after his last fight.
Great game.
He got his biggest payday to date with a rematch with his nemesis, Little Mac. After dropping the belt to Mac, he was immortalized on paper, becoming a cameo in Scott Pilgrim the Comic. Hippo is doing well today. He lives with his new wife in Phoenix, and he has a good relationship with his kids.
I would watch that 30 for 30.
Yep. Super nice. I would do that. Yeah.
And that's what, you know, I just want to tell that story about what happened to King Hippo. After he dropped his pants, there was more, you know?
Right. As opposed to Bill Clinton.
As opposed to Bill.
He wouldn't tell us anything.
I was going to say how many, like, defense lawyers started that off in a rape case, like, after he dropped his pants, there was more.
Wow,
that's not very good.
the next one, number four on the list, is a very dear character to at least me and Rise. Beat from
Inline Skater
from Jet Set.
Jet Set Radio.
Jet Set Radio.
Unlike the others in this list, Beat never got paid for his talents. In fact, he never considered being a professional at all.
Street ballin'.
At 17, he joined a Japanese street gang called the GGs. He went with the GGs. He with the GGs spread blading and graffiti all over Tokyo, inciting a revolution in Japan. The authorities came at GG with the entire might of the police force, becoming too much for Tab. Beat's best friend. I'm sorry. Tab went pro. He just could not deal with the police. You know, it was too much for him.
Pussed out.
Unwilling to sell out, Beat continued his message of freedom and peace and equality. He actually held a free show in the streets of Beaten Cho, where he's originally from,
mm-hmm.
where he was unfortunately assassinated by a sniper's bullet.
I never even heard about that.
No, but he now is like sort of like a Bob Marley figure over there, and you can't go...
Or Che Guevara,
but less militant.
or Tony Randall.
Yeah, but you can't go anywhere now in the streets of Tokyo without seeing graffiti spreading his message of freedom and love and peace.
All right, man. And, all right.
You know, I mean, it was a sad ending to a revolution. Revolutionary.
He was my hero.
Yeah, man. Number three on the list. Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, damn.
Oh, athlete?
Did we not see him run over the place?
Yo, that guy could spin like no other. He could have been a ballerina.
I'm interested in his tail. That's all.
And with those shorts, he could do no wrong.
Not a competitor.
He was a sprinter with Joyce.
But still an athlete.
Okay. Crash Bandicoot. In the August of 1996, a distance runner like the world has never seen came into everyone's screens.
There it is.
Not needing any gold rings, Crash Bandicoot amassed more record times than anyone before him, including the legendary Sonic and Mario. He was the best in the world until tragedy struck in 1998. He was in the
game lead. Started sucking.
He was in the lead like always when Crash took a wrong step. He fell, clutched his knee, and everyone knew something was wrong. After seeing Dr. James Andrews, he was diagnosed with a torn ACL and MCL. Crash refused surgery because it was against his Bandicoot religion. Unable to race, Crash blew up to 300 pounds. He was on a death's doorstep until he met Tawna, who got him back into shape. Unable to race with his legs as he once did, he was shown car racing. And 1 year after losing what he loved, he gained a new love with his four wheels.
Like Alex and Artie.
He lost his legs altogether. Again, everyone saw him race. Again, everyone saw him win races after race until he retired in 2005. He lives with his love, Tawna, in Miami, Florida, and runs every day. Even though he can't run like he used to, he still closes his eyes and he can remember how it felt.
That was beautiful.
I'm kind of touched by that.
And sometimes when he closes his eyes, he can hear in the wind.
That Crash Racing game will have a whole new meaning from now on.
Seriously.
I'm like, no, he's getting his life back.
No, but you know what? He became a champion at a different sport because that's how good Crash was.
Was it Crash Team Racing?
Yeah.
Like, don't fuck with Crash Team.
Right. And here's somebody that doesn't have a name. Number two on the list, the number 23. After contract disputes in the early 90s, Michael Jordan left basketball games for a decade.
To play with Bugs Bunny, right?
Yeah. The Bulls were in shock as they had lost their best player on the planet. Along comes our hero, number 23. Having no name or backstory, this playground legend said he would fill the void left by his airness. He just needed a jersey when asked what name to put on it, just 23, he said. It didn't matter. He was rated a 99 every game he was in. The league laughed at him at first until he showed them his game. His shot landed from anywhere on the court. He could jam from the foul line, play D like a madman, grab boards like an animal. The league was done laughing after he had done all this. The Bulls had won multiple titles. He left the game in 2000, though, when Jordan came back after his long contract disputes. When asked why he left, Jordan replied, "Perhaps it can only be one." Scouts, agents, and fans have all tried to track him down with no luck, but you can still hear whispers from about number 23 on every playground in the world.
I heard they hung up his jersey in Chicago, too.
And then finally, our greatest number one athlete that you never knew the backstory to, Mario. Bo Jackson
is everywhere.
Olympics.
Bo Jackson dominated two sports in his prime and was immortalized for it. But that pales in comparison to the great Super Mario. He dominated every sport, going pro in 1985. He has won championships in racing, golf, soccer, baseball, fighting, tennis, basketball, and too many others to mention. Known as the alpha male, he tortured opponents on the field of competition, but greatness is always a flash. As Mario got caught with performance enhancing mushrooms, as they do, he was banned from all sports for a year after it came out. With nothing to do, he turned to his dealer Toad and was addicted to Stardust for months. His marriage with Peach deteriorated after she filed for, his marriage with Peach deteriorated. She filed for a divorce in 2005. With the help of his brother Luigi, he tried to make a comeback in 2006 on the Wii. It didn't work out. He was too far gone into Stardust and got a lifetime ban in 2013 for fixing kart races. With nothing left, he woke up on December 10th for the last time, taking himself up to the top floor in his motel, and he jumped off. He was said to have Stardust and mushrooms in his system, but I choose not to remember Mario as an addict. I choose to remember him as the alpha male and a dominant athlete. And that's my top five.
That is an epic top. He really...
I'm cheering up a little.
I mean, you shit on Danny in the debate last week.
Can next time you do one of those, can we get like some I Believe I Can Fly in the back? Or
I didn't know it was coming. That was all, well, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, these are stories
that I gave
that
him
needed...
like a couple hours before the show to come up with that.
This is a some story that about some athletes in gaming that just needed to be told that no one knew before, you know. And I feel good now that I tracked down these guys and
that
I got their
epic,
stories
man.
Out.
That was epic.
Rasta Mouse.
Danny almost looks mad.
You know, the whole time I'm thinking, man, I had a top five Mario Kart games list that hasn't been used because the episode got lost.
Do you really want me to play that one?
Lost
episode. But, I mean, we could all feel good that King Hippo is alive and well. Crash Bandicoot is alive and well.
Hippo's doing good, man.
I mean, I much respects up to my man Beat. I mean, his Masters of Peace and Love will always live at the ages.
Viva la Revolucion.
Viva la Revolucion.
There's only one Beat, and that is the bird from Mega Man.
And my man Beat from Tokyo. He had,
right, right. Now, because the real Beat's dead. You know?
And then, was it the number 23, Jordan? I mean, you know what? The real number 23 is still out there, Jordan.
Right, right. And he's not a dick.
The contract disputes don't make him not be in the game.
He ain't rocking a Hitler mustache.
And then no final, Hanes commercials.
Finally, after an unsuccessful Wii debut, Mario's gone from, you know, he's basically dead.
You know, at least to me.
That was like my secret dig at you.
I'm sorry. And I killed Mario.
I'm sorry, I missed it.
I love how you explained the joke.
All right, yeah, that's the top five this week.
All right, man, that was awesome. Again, don't have anything else because I was going to do a interview. So let's cut the show. You know, we'll hit the shooting breeze, but there we go.
Seriously, how pissed are you, Danny?
you look a little shell shocked.
You look perturbed.
Shell shock. It's just an earlier term for a post traumatic stress disorder, and no.
He's going to come back with an epic one next week.
Top five reasons I'm better than you.
I could pop that off right now.
Oh, shit.
No, I just didn't have any ideas for this week. I was supposed to, after the last show, I was supposed to post up something like, hey, come up with an idea. I was like, okay, maybe I should just steal someone else's top five idea.
Well, like Dave Letterman?
No.
He's top 10.
He's top 10.
Wow. But it's like double the amount.
There's a couple of, like, you know, top 10 YouTube shows that I watch. And I'm like, I can probably get an idea from that and come up with something. I was like,
oh, I don't care if you take it.
I'm going to because, you know, a lot of people do the same stuff as far as, like, topics. So I was like, I'm not really worried about doing something new. I'm not trying.
You can do the topics. I would prefer if you didn't take the games for
me. No, I'm not gonna. Because part of the problem is, like, I want to sit there and say, oh, top 10 this game. I was like, wait, I haven't played all of these games.
Right.
So I don't want to sit there and say, like, oh, yeah, top 10 Final Fantasy game or top 5 Final Fantasy games. Like, I've played 1.
I really don't. 7,
8, 9, and 13. That's 5 right there.
You missed a bunch.
I know, exactly. I have them all.
You can hit the streets and do some hard research like Giant Shock does.
I want to say, though, that I did become almost teary-eyed with a couple of those stories. I was like the Beat one, I was playing Redemption Song. I was like, yeah, Beat. Epic.
Man, someone's full of shit.
No, man, we got to do top 5 things. Rise has said to people online, it's fucking hysterical.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I'm not gonna make them myself. Don't do that, because then everyone's gonna know what a dick I am.
I know you already have a quiz to make next week, but if you can whip that together.
You know, part of the problem is I'm not close enough to your iPad to press the buttons this time, so it's like, oh no.
Why were we trying to
You got it, dude. No,
I was gonna press the Rise Like Phoenix song.
Making this sound clip has to be like number one biggest
thing. I want to like really do the team debate next week, though. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, team debate would be cool, man. What should the team
but
do?
I feel we should switch up the team. Me and Novus are too close. We're too similar.
No one wanted that boring debate.
It's like a young, vibrant.
And someone's not likely to show up.
Oh, shit.
Fuck you.
Oh, drop the mic.
I mean, like, awesome.
Episodes I'm on have gone missing.
That's everyone's fault. Everyone keeps throwing back to this epic one episode that, like,
it was the best.
Do you guys really want me to put up this episode that has, like, news from, like, 2 months ago?
No, because I get like, oh, hey, it was a Novus heavy episode, so, fuck that guy.
That's still biting at you? That's.
Dude, there is a whole lot of butthurt on this side of the room right now.
I mean, I'll take Novus or...
Maybe we'll just do the debate, Giant Shock versus Victor on whether we should... Or Giant Shock and Victor versus you two, whether we should play that up.
No. I'm good on that.
Yeah.
We win. Win.
All right, argument to the opposite, eat me. The end.
Wow, yo, don't be just because me and him co-won a quiz. Right.
All right, so what
like we're
teams?
Genuinely happy. I'm legit happy.
What are the teams for next week's debate?
Pull them out of a hat or something.
There's only make like four names. I'm
saying make it interesting somehow. Randomize them.
All right, so it's Max versus Novus Giant. And it's a round for round thing. Like, he's got to be Giant. Then he's got to be...
No, John's got to be the end. He's too epic.
Right.
Come on!
Yeah. Man, fuck him.
This has been Shooting the Breeze, also known as Stroking Giant's Ego.
Or hating on him.
No, there's a surprising very little hate.
These two are...
Oh, I can't hear that.
Do you not get the impression of you? That
he doesn't hear it, because all we hear is... Because someone's hitting the bottom of the table right now.
You guys? Like, I don't know. Who's hitting bottom of the table?
I don't know, man. All right.
I don't know what that is.
We got to end this episode. All right, jokes. Everyone. Make sure you tune in next week. We're going to interview a pretty in-depth interview with a local game merchant who actually stopped selling new games as they come out.
So good for him.
Yeah, good for him. So we're going to find that out. Anyway, thanks for playing this week. Suit up, I got my cape and my cowl on. Tonight I'm here to party, thanks to me the crime's gone. I see